Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Tu, yeah. None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and stars in the night, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arms outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Through the desert, his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever.
Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever.
He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever.
And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven, give thanks, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God, our Creator, how wonderfully you made man. You transformed dust into your own image and gave it a share in your own nature. Yet you are more wonderful in pardoning the man who had rebelled against you. Grant that where sin has abounded, grace may more abound, so that we can become holier through forgiveness and be more grateful to you.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God
and cherish it in their hearts.
From the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. It gave me great joy in the Lord that your concern for me bore fruit once more. You have been concerned all along, of course, but lacked the opportunity to show it. I do not say this because I am in want, for whatever the situation I find myself in, I have learned to be self-sufficient. I am experienced in being brought low, yet I know what it is to have an abundance. I have learned how to cope with every circumstance, how to eat well or go hungry, to be well provided for or do without. In Him who is the source of my strength, I have strength for everything. Nevertheless, it was kind of you to want to share in my hardships. You yourselves know, my dear Philippians, that at the start of my evangelizing, when I left Macedonia, not a single congregation except yourselves shared with me by giving me something for what it had received. Even when I was at Thessalonica, you sent something for my needs, not once but twice. It's not that I'm eager for the gift. Rather, my concern is for the ever-growing balance in your account. Herewith is my receipt, which says that I have been fully paid and more. I am well supplied because of what I have received from you through Epaphroditus, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. My God, in turn, will supply your needs fully, in a way worthy of his magnificent riches in Christ Jesus. All glory to our God and Father for unending ages. Amen. Give my greetings in Christ Jesus to every member of the church. My brothers here send you theirs, as do all those who believe, particularly those in Caesar's service. May the favor of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. The Word of the Lord. I know what it is to be rich, and I know what it is like to be poor. I have eaten well and gone hungry, have experienced poverty and plenty. With Christ's help, I can do all things. For the sake of Christ, I am content with my weaknesses and frustrations.
With Christ's help, I can do all things.
From a sermon by St. Bernard Abbot. The child to be born of you will be called holy, the Son of God, the fountain of wisdom, the Word of the Father on high. Through you, Blessed Virgin, this Word will become flesh, so that even though, as he says, I am in the Father and the Father is in me, it is still true for him to say, I came forth from God and am here. In the beginning was the Word. The spring was gushing forth, yet still within himself. Indeed, the Word was with God, truly dwelling in inaccessible light. And the Lord said from the beginning, I think thoughts of peace and not of affliction. Yet your thought was locked within you, and whatever you thought, we did not know. For who knew the mind of the Lord, or who was his counselor? And so the idea of peace came down to do the work of peace. The Word was made flesh and even now dwells among us. It is by faith that he dwells in our hearts, in our memory, our intellect, and penetrates even into our imagination. What concept could man have of God if he did not first fashion an image of him in his heart? By nature incomprehensible and inaccessible, he was invisible and unthinkable, but now he wished to be understood, to be seen and thought of. But how, you ask, was this done? He lay in a manger and rested on a virgin's breast, preached on a mountain, and spent the night in prayer. He hung on a cross, grew pale in death, and roamed free among the dead and ruled over those in hell. He rose again on the third day and showed the apostles the wounds of the nails, the signs of victory. And finally, in their presence, he ascended to the sanctuary of heaven. How can we not contemplate this story in truth, piety, and holiness? Whatever of all this I considered, it is God I am considering. In all this, he is my God. I have said it is wise to meditate on these truths, and I have thought it right to recall the abundant sweetness given by the fruits of this priestly root. And Mary, drawing abundantly from heaven, has caused this sweetness to overflow for us. O Virgin Mary, no other daughter of Jerusalem is your equal, for you are the mother of the King of Kings. You are the Queen of heaven and of angels.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by his passion and cross, be brought to glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.